Now he said the Mechaber brings down the Shittas Rambam. If one hires a guy for a year or two to write for him or to weave clothing for him, if the guy works on Shabbos, it's not a problem as long as you're not medacted with him, he has to work every day, and as long as he's not doing it in the Yid's house. The Shulchan Aruch then brings V'yesh Bisha Oyser B'Sorcha Enhu L'Zman. The Rav is Cholik, and the Rav holds that's a problem to have this guy writing or weaving for you on Shabbos, because you do benefit from the fact that he's working on Shabbos, the work will be done for you earlier. So the Shaila tells him Magnavram exactly what the case of the Cholik's Ram and Rav is. But the point is that he's going to be finished earlier, and therefore you benefit from the fact that he's working on Shabbos, because maybe you'll have more work for him to do, and he'll be able to start working for you sooner because he finished the first job earlier because he worked on Shabbos. That's one way of understanding the Ravid. Or even without that, the mere fact that he's going to be ready for you early and he's hired to work for you, that's a problem that's called the Minena from his work on Shabbos, and he cannot work for you on Shabbos. The Ramah says this whole discussion of the Ram and Ravid is when you hire him a specific type of work, like writing Sfarim for you or weaving clothing. But if you hire him to be available for all work for you that you're going to need during this year or two, even the Rambam agrees that it's aser. Because here, you're certainly going to benefit from the fact that he's working for you on Shabbos, because when he finishes one job, you certainly have more for him to do. So if he finishes this job sooner because he worked for you on Shabbos, the Malach on Shabbos, you'll be ready to have something else for him to do. As opposed to if he would not have worked for you on Shabbos, he would have taken him longer to finish one job, it would have taken longer until he's available for the next job. And therefore, even the Rambam agrees that you're benefiting from the fact that he works on Shabbos, and it's considered as if you specifically want him to work for you on Shabbos, then you cannot do Malach if you're on Shabbos on any circumstances. The Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, that one should be moicha against the shivchas, the maids, and they do the work of their masters, the Jewish masters, on Shabbos, even if they're not doing it in the Yid's house, even if you did not command them and tell them to do it, since they're hired to all general work that their master or the mistress told them to do, so it's also for them to do Malach for you on Shabbos, and certainly if you do it in the Yid's house, then it's definitely also in all circumstances. In fact, the Taz brings Rabbeinu Simcha, that's also for the Shivcha even to do her own malacha for herself in the master's house, because Maris Ayin, people will think, since she's doing it in the Jew's house, she's doing it for a Jew, she's doing it for a Yid. The other rabbi brings for the Sefer Truma, their own malacha for herself as mutter, and even Rabbeinu Simcha would agree to this. Lamaisa, the Mishnah brings from the Chayodim, that for the Shivcha, the maid, to fix up and sew her own clothing, everyone agrees she could do it at Abayis' house, because it's clear, everyone sees that it's her own clothing, it's apparent that she's doing it for herself. There's no chashash maris ayin in such a case, and no thing that she's doing it for the Yiddish boss. We see how careful over here we have to be with a guy doing work for us on Shabbos, even though doing their own work in Yid's house, it's machlokes might possibly be usher, unless it's obvious to anyone who sees it that they're doing it for themselves and not doing it for the Yid. Now, the next sif in Shulchan Aruch Sif Vav discusses a Yid who buys the right to collect the taxes for the king that year. That means he pays the king a certain amount, and now he has the right to collect the tax. And however much he collects from the tax, that's how much he gets. So if he does not collect enough tax, he'll have a loss, because he has to pay the king the specified amount per year regardless. If he collects more tax, then he can make money off the deal. So this Yid who bought the right to the tax collection, he hired a goy to go around collecting taxes on Shabbos. So Shulchan Aruch says that if the way he does it with kablanos, that means that he tells the goyish worker that every time you collect 100 dinarim, I'll give you a certain amount, so that's fine. Mishnah Berurah explains, as long as it does not specify anything about working on Shabbos, just stam. Whenever you collect 100 dinarim, I will pay you a certain amount. And this is mutter, because you're not specifying for him to work on Shabbos, and technically he could choose not to work on Shabbos. He chooses to work on Shabbos because that's when it's beneficial for him to work. Now really, over here, it's a little worse, because clear you hire him to collect tax on Shabbos, because during the week you'll collect yourself. Also, it's mostly the Prohesia, there should be Maris Ayin. Everyone knows that the Yid bought the taxes for this year, and this guy is working for the Yid. It should be the same problem as if he's working in the Yid's house. Everyone knows he's doing it for the Yid. Mr. Burris brings in the Beseisov still, because it's a big hefset for this person who bought this Yid, who bought the right to collect taxes this year. It's a big hefset for him if he does not have any collection going on Shabbos. And other than Balma money, he's going to have a tumult, and we're afraid that if we don't let him have a guy work for him on Shabbos, he might come to do the collection himself. He'll do the Issa Deraisa of writing receipts like the tax collectors do. So rather have him not do that Deraisa and have issues with the Mir Akam Drabonan. The Mashmois, and that would be that if it's a tax collection that does not involve any writing, certain foods that are collecting the tax, there's no writing going on, then you would not be able to have the guy work from a Shabbos because it does really have a Mir Akam problems. However, the Tazimog is from right, that still because say it'll be a Hepsa for him, we do allow him to have the guy collecting tax on Shabbos as long as he does it in this form of Kablonis. The Yid himself cannot collect the taxes, even on the foods, even if they do not come Chutz Tchom, even if there's no issue of Muksa, still is a problem to Chavitzcha of the Yid doing business on Shabbos. A Yid who rented from the king the right of the melech, the sulting, for the year. He could hire a guy also to work with kablonis, also the same type of system, as long as the kalim and the wood do not, they don't come, as long as they don't come from Yid Vashos on Shabbos, even if they belong to the Yid, it's okay.